Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Love, love, love these guys, and so blessed and so lucky to be able to do this show. I'm emotional a little bit because I'm thinking about my friend Teddy Lee Hooker, who you may see posted in the group here. We have a lot going on with him in the group. So Teddy Lee Hooker is a really good friend of mine, and we lost him, and I didn't know that until I was looking for him to do a show for me here. You know, I wanted to interview him. He's an amazing blues guitarist, and they said he passed away. And, you know, I moved away from California many years ago, and come to find out that, you know, Teddy was, had lost his life a year or so ago. So much love to Teddy and to all his friends and his fans around the world. I know that there were so many people that were very supportive of his career. I had the opportunity to play with him many times and had a wonderful time playing with him when his mom was alive, and she would come to the shows, and she was his biggest fan, and that was her baby. And we had so much fun. Teddy was awesome. And so rest in peace, brother, and thank you, Teddy, for, you know, what you do. What you did for the music industry. An amazing guitarist, I gotta tell you. He really was something special. And but I gotta tell you, I remember playing you know, with Teddy, and I didn't play the blues. I played progressive jazz, and I was doing R&B, and so I remember he said, he was like, Wardell, he says, I need a drummer tonight. You feel like playing? And I was like, what? The blues? I don't know anything about the blues. And he's like, oh, man, come on. It's just a pocket, man. It's a cool. You could do that. You know what pocket is. So you just, you know, you find the pocket in blues and you know, just and just ride it and just ride that groove. And so I was like, well, I guess it's a challenge. So went out to some place in Orange County with him, and we got the chance to rehearse a little bit. I set up my stuff, and I was like, this is kind of cool. But Teddy really could play that guitar. He was something else, and I was very proud of him, and very, very lucky to have met him. He's really a gentleman, and he was very, very, like, talented, like I said, and funny. And so I have to tell you, there was a particular song that he did that was just so crazy to me, so crazy funny. I was like, what are you guys saying? And so I started, you know, listening to the lyrics of what he was doing, and it was so funny. I was like, Teddy, are you serious? And he's like, man, it's funny, man. We had this, some crazy songs in the blues. And this particular song was talking about this woman that he met last night. He met this woman last night. And when he woke up in the morning, he was like, hold on. What happened to you? So I want to play this song because we did this song together. I enjoy playing with him. And so I want you to hear Teddy Lee Hooker doing this song. And he's the guitarist as well as he's the lead guitarist as well as the vocalist. So I would check out Teddy Lee Hooker here. And this song is called You Look Good Last Night. Check it out, guys. We'll be right back.
baby, where did you go? You look good last night, but baby, where did you go? Coming out the shower, I swear to God, I don't know. Last night you had long wavy hair, it was weighing all down your back. This morning it's on the chair in the corner. Girl, what the hell's going on with that? Good last night, but baby, where did you go? The woman I see coming out the shower, I swear to God, I don't know. I had to stop and think, but girl, you scared the hell out of me. When I saw your face looking up from the sea, you looked good last night, but baby, where did you go? I swear to God, I don't know. Now last night you had on sexy pumps and those little lace pantyhose, but this morning when you took them off, girl, what the hell happened to all your toes? You look good last night, baby, where did you go? The woman I see coming out the shower, I swear to God, I don't know. Baby, 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 where did you go? Better make sure you don't wake up with a crow. You looked good last night. Said, baby, where did you go? The woman I see coming out of the shower. Better go.
Teddy, I love Teddy so much, and it was so much fun. Like, you know, for me playing with Teddy, and you know, I mean, you heard him playing that guitar. That boy could play, and he was just awesome, man. And I really enjoy working with him. I love his dedication. Let me just turn my mic up here. Sorry about that. I love his dedication to his instrument and to his music. I mean, he loved doing this. It was something that was, it was his motivation. Every single day, Teddy would get up and he would, all he think about is guitar. I went to his house to visit him as he was working on his album, and everywhere in the house were guitars. I'm like, how many guitars a person got to have? And he said, yeah, you know, I really love this one. My mom bought me this one. And then I got this one. And then my mom bought me this one. And it was just, he had so many guitars. And then he was winning guitars in contests. So, I mean, he was just a walking and living musician that who loved to do what he did. And I got to tell you, he was such, his smile would light up a room. He was really a kind man, a gentleman. And we had so much fun. But see, playing that music, I was laughing because those lyrics was like, what, the woman that I brought home last night, she had long hair. What happened to her? And he's talking about the woman. What happened to your teeth? You got no teeth. Oh, my God. Everything just... See, you got to be careful, guys, when you're out there. You get your drink on. Because you might get fooled. Same thing with you women, right? You got to be careful because the next day you wake up, you're like, oh, my God. And so, but for somebody to take that and put it into a song, so whoever wrote that song, what a great, great, great idea, right? And so, Teddy, the way he performed it, you would have thought he owned the song. And so, great job, Teddy. Love you much, man. I miss you. I have a couple more of Teddy songs that I'm going to play in the show, but I just had to play that one because, oh, my God, when I went to his page and I was looking for him and I saw that, I just started laughing and laughing and laughing. And it's nice to be able to, music to make you laugh, right? And just kind of lift your spirits, all right? And so anyway, so I want to keep on going with some more blues here on Soul Art Records Radio.
Into each life a little rain must fall. Quite a bit has fallen in mine. Makes one heart melancholy. Turns their attention to the blues. love you have never been. Did I say been? It's catching, isn't it? This is a mean old world. I try to live in all by yourself. This is a mean old world. I try to live in all by yourself. When you can't have the one you really love, just outballing somebody else. I got the blues, people. I gotta pack my few rags and go. Mr. So-and-so. wrong with you? You don't love me, darling, like you used to do.
No walls divide us.
my brother's voice. And that is Joey Diggs singing on a song that I wrote by Wardell Potts Jr. And that is called I Can't Help It. And Joey Diggs' voice is absolutely, absolutely amazing. I'm like, Joey, that voice, dude, we got to do something else with it. You know, I had Joey Diggs and I, we go way back in the A&M days, A&M Records, when I was, after I left Solar Records, I went to A&M Records. You know, it sounds like I'm hopping, right? Like, I just go from one label to another. That's not the case. I wasn't that popular, but I was blessed. And I had the opportunity. And so I took that opportunity that was given to me, and ended up working over there for about 6 years as a writer at A&M Records, at about the same amount of time at Solar. And so it was just really interesting because Jeffrey Osborne was a writer at A&M Records like I was. And so there were a lot of us at this particular company. It was called Almo Irving, and Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss, they owned it, right? They owned the company. They owned the publishing company as well. So they owned A&M, and they started A&M in a garage, right? In a garage, and it blew up, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. And then they ended up with this beautiful building on La Brea and Sunset, right south of Sunset. Beautiful building, and on a lot across. It was different lots, and one of the lots was the publishing lot, and the publishing lot is where we were, the writers were, and it was amazing. Nice place, beautiful, you know, well set up. You know, it was a creative building. You know, it was kind of a circular building. You walk into the building, and then you, to go to each office, you had to go in a big circle. And so, and each one of those offices to the right were the business offices. But if you went to the left, that actual first office was where Jeffrey Osborne would be in that office there. And his keyboard player was in there all the time writing. And then if you keep going, there was other writers that were very famous writers that were in to the left there. And then you keep going, and then there was me, right? And then after me, there was Jerry Knight, who did the stuff for the Jets and everything. And then Daryl Duncan took over that office, and so we were back to back. And Daryl Duncan was with Motown. And so as an artist, but as a writer at A&M. And so, and then there was more and more writers as you go, but a lot of writers just wrote from home, and the ones that wanted offices, if they were available, were able to get them there. And so that's what Joey Diggs and I, that's how we came together, because Joey was up there doing something with Jeffrey, and then I met Joey, and I was like, dude, your voice, would you sing a demo for me? And he did. And he did, and Lord, did he do it. I mean, that boy can sing. And so we are trying desperately to get him on, because he's still on the road with Jeffrey and doing his thing. But he did put out an album and stuff, and so I want him to come on to talk about that. He has a new album that he was working on last year, but then he got sick with COVID, like a lot of us did. And so he, you know, we had to hold off. And so I'm trying to get him on this year, beginning of this year, so we can chop it up with him, because he's a good brother, very, very, very talented, and I really want you guys to get a chance to know him like I do. Good brother, good brother. And he's from Pennsylvania, like I am. He's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, so he's kind of my homeboy. All right, so anyway, so we look forward to that, and to getting Joey on, and what a blessing he is to me and has been to me. And I know Greg loves Joey's voice. Lord have mercy. And before that, you guys heard L.J. Reynolds, right? L.J. Reynolds, Dramatics, the lead singer for the Dramatics. And he's been here with us. He's been on our show. And we've had a great interview with him. If you want to hear those interviews, you can go into our archives. They are right there, right? And they're there to bless you. We have so many with the Temptations, the original Temptations right there, the Whispers, Shalimar, Lakeside, Dynasty, all of the Solar X are in the archives. Go over there and check them out. The Deal, they're in the archives. Go and check it out. And all kind of artists outside of that. So we do have them for you. Larry Graham, the great Larry Graham, right? Come on, man. Check it out. And you know, it's so cool to be able to interview these people and just be able to be able to feel them as a human being and not necessarily as an artist, even though they're on here because they are an artist. But our conversations are just regular human being conversations. How you been? What's been going on? Are you okay? How's life? How are you dealing with COVID? You know, I just stayed home and I'm doing this. So these conversations are really good and I think they will really bless you. So go into the archives and check it out, okay? In the meantime, we are going to be here live Wednesday through Friday. And then the other days, except for Sunday, will be live as well. But through the other days, it will fluctuate as we are trying to get some things done around here from the studio and also from previous obligations that we have to take care of. It's really important. You will be blessed by those previous obligations as soon as we know when it's going to be released. It's new music. We will share it with you. All right, guys, so let's keep going. Thank you for tuning in. We got 44 minutes left in the show. We're just chilling. Just chilling on a Wednesday. Good food. I have good food. I have good company because I have you guys and good music. And I hope that I can supply that for you guys. Thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Let's go ahead on and reminisce with Baby.
A stupid reason, it must have been. didn't know it, we was in our groove. Like, there ain't no better love making than that, especially right after you met. I swear it is the best you'll ever had. If you in a relationship,
appreciate you very much. That's Go to Bed. And that brother goes out and he performs. He opens up for the Whispers. He opens up for the for so many of the big old school artists. And so if you never heard of him, you got to go to those old school concerts, because he's just out there and he's laying it down for you. We were introduced to him by Greg. And so that's our guy here, all the way in the UK, picking this one out. So much love, Greg. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to Astrid as well. She's a little beat up from working out, but she's here. Much love to you, sweetheart. Hope you're doing good. I want to give a shout out to all the listeners, my friends overseas, down in South Africa now. The connection is real. And it's summertime down there. That's so crazy, because we're freezing up here. And so you guys enjoy your summer. Have a good time and be blessed. And thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. As we know, you have many choices, and we appreciate you guys just hanging out with us. Julianne, what's up, sweetie pie? How you doing? Hope you're good over there up in the northern part of the United States where it is cold. As a matter of fact, yesterday we had a tornado warning right here on my county road, right where I live. And so we had to, you know, get prepared for that tornado, if it was going to hit us or it was going to pass us. And thank God it passed us. And so we are all good. My horses are good. And my cats say, meow. They are so spoiled. And so we're all good. The dogs are good. Everybody's good. And so we just kind of really did a thing that was kind of cool. I said, let's just go get in the bed and just lay there. But we turned the fireplace on. We're in the bed just laying there. The dogs are there in the bed with us. And it was loud. and the rain was, I mean, the rain was loud. It was hitting hard. And we were just laying there on top of the covers, not anything, you know, nothing to worry about. We were being good. And we're just laying there and just cuddling and skiing, and just next thing you know, it was gone. It went past us. So praise God. You know, thank God for that. But it gets like that, you know, around the world. And some people are not so fortunate and things happen. So thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you here. And we do love you. Don't forget tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, where we reminisce together. And speaking of reminisce, I played a song before I played Lavelle. That was Wardell. Lavelle Wardell, yeah, that was my project featuring Kevin Spencer and Richard Randolph, the late Richard Randolph, rest in peace, my brother from Dynasty, guitar player. But he was actually singing lead on that particular song in the bridge, and so thank you, Richard. Thank you so much for, you know, what all, you know, just our whole situation, our whole relationship. You're awesome. And then before that, I played Reminisce, and that song right there is by Fabian Lance, and Reminisce is he's a keyboardist, and I need to check on him because he's kind of like where the tornado went when it left us. It went right over into Louisiana. So check on Fabian. So, and did you guys hear? I guess y'all heard I Can't Help It. We already talked. That's Gary Gregg's favorite song. So much love to everybody. And thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. And we're going to keep this thing going another 24 minutes. And we appreciate you hanging out with us. Tell a friend about Solar Records Radio, as we love to love on each other. And join our group page if you haven't yet. It's a nice place to be. And we like to know your thoughts about what we're doing here. And you may have some suggestions or whatever. We're open. We love to, you know, just commingle, hang out with you guys. All right. So I'm eating a salad right now. So good. Anyway. Here we go. Good music, good food, and good company on Solar
Radio. We both were so innocent and afraid to admit what we really felt. Tried so hard to play it down, but my eyes said it all when nobody was around. If I had only told you then, we could have been much more than friends. But we let it go. Now we'll never know. Well, I don't think that I should, but I know that I would if I could. I'd relive that moment in time when a perfect love was there in your eyes. If I could return to the place where we met, when I promised my heart never to forget. Wonder where are you now? I can still see your smile, constantly reminded of that day when we could have had it all, and we both let true love slip away. If I had only told you then, if you had I don't think that I should. but I know that I would if I could. I'd relive that moment in time when a perfect love was there in your eyes. If I could return to I wish I
right there. Absolutely. I'm a Philly boy, and the name of this song is called East River Drive. So East River Drive, I lived on West River Drive. So it's right next to, it's on one side, there's East River Drive. Actually, I lived on the east side, sorry. East River Drive, and then on the other side is West River Drive. And so I grew up with this. You know, when I saw the name of this song, East River Drive, I was like, whoa, I know that so good, because I used to get on my bike and ride over there and ride down by the river and have such a great time. And so thank you, Stanley Clark, for taking me back home, back to the Philly place. But listen, I got Miss Detroit on the line right now, our girl, Julianne. What's up, Julianne?
Hey there, how you guys doing?
Oh, we are good. How are you, sweetheart?
I am hanging in there. I was listening to you talking about the tornado yesterday, and I'm looking out the window. We having a snowstorm.
Oh my! You know, and you know, you sent a picture, and that picture, I was like, whoa. Well, I thought that was like a picture of some, you know, some other location, but not where you, right where you are. That is what's happening. All that snow.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it's still falling.
It's still falling. How does that work?
Yeah, the schools and everything.
How does that work? I mean, I'm, you know, you got, you're dealing with that, and the schools are closed. Did they close the schools down?
Yes.
That's all. They always do that, right? The kids always get to stay home. Okay, parents can't go to work, or they got to deal with the kids when they were going to clean the house, but now the kids are back and tearing it up. So it is what it is. But, you know, that's why we, you know, like Wednesdays is kind of, you know, like I like to chill. I like to just have good music, good company, and good food. And so is this music at least making you feel a little bit better?
Almost definitely. Yes, exactly. You know, music always makes me feel better. You know, it doesn't matter, like, what's going on. You just put on some music, and it's just like seems like it solved the problem sometimes, you know.
Amen.
Yeah,
I know music is healing.
Music is
definitely a healing thing, and I love that about music. I remember when I was younger, and I used to, when I got a cold, I would go down into the basement and get on my drums and just play and sweat the cold right out. Now, that was a different type of music healing, but it still was indirect music healing. I was playing music, and it was healing my body simultaneously.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just want to say a happy new year again to you. And, you know, I mean, that's a beautiful view. I need to post it. I think I'm going to post that picture that you sent.
Okay.
It's a beautiful view from where you are, you know. It's like, wow. I love snow, and I only look at snow as like Christmas time, but then after Christmas, like it's kind of a pain in the butt, but it's still so beautiful.
Yeah,
it's still so beautiful.
It's pretty,
right?
To look at. It's very pretty to look at.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the butt to drive through it. So
exactly.
Yeah. So, but you're doing good. You okay? Everything's good.
Yes. Everything is good. Yes.
Are you going to hang out with us? You going to hang out with us tomorrow when we do Throwback Thursday? Do you like that old school music?
Oh, definitely, yes. I listen to it all the time.
You were just at a concert with my friend.
I was, yes, Mr. Freeze.
Ricky Freeze from The Time.
He's a really nice guy.
How was the concert? The Time was there. How was the concert?
The concert was really good. They always put on a really good show. Very energetic and everything. Yeah, so I always enjoy seeing them.
And what's your favorite song by The Time?
It's so many. Oh, wow.
Okay. So how about this? Tell me your top five songs. Oh, top three.
I like fishnet.
Is top three too much? Fishnet. Uh-oh. I wonder why. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
I like that one. I like, let's see. Well, 777 was the first one, you know. It's
right,
been
right,
many
right.
Since then. I like Girl. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. The Bird. So,
oh.
Yeah. Jungle Love. It's so many of them.
Yes.
So many to choose from, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. Did Morris and them put on a good show?
Yeah, they did. They did. He was a little, I guess, I don't know if I say disappointed, but yeah, I could, because during their show, one part of the show, when they do ice cream castles, they call the ladies on the stage. And at this particular venue, they were not able to do that. They said that they didn't have any stairs or something like that.
Oh,
so
my
it wasn't
God.
As easy to get to. Yeah. So that's a part of his show. And so, you know, he said that, you know, they weren't able to do that. And then at the end of his show, he always called, you know, everybody go up on the stage and dance too. So he gets the audience, you know, involved in participating in the show as well. So he wasn't able to do that as a part of his act. So, you know. But other than that, the show was really good, though.
Okay. Well, you you know, you're such a good sport, and everybody, we all love you, and we appreciate you so much. Aww. And I think I just got a shout out for you from UK, from the UK.
Hey
Greg.
There.
Greg loves you so much, and so. Who does Julian? He has a question for you. Who does Julian think has the best live act? Ooh,
you know
which
something?
One of your shows? Now, oops.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my favorite of all time. My favorite of all time. He is no longer with us, but it's Michael Jackson and the Jacksons. So I am going
right.
to see the Jacksons.
Hold wait.
Yeah.
Hold wait. Mm-hmm. Hold wait. Let me, this is a tough one. Because you said
okay.
Michael Jackson, and then you said and the Jacksons. So is it Michael Jackson or is it the Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5?
Well, I singled Michael out because I say he's no longer here anymore.
Right.
So it's the whole group.
But just imagine
it,
if he was here.
Oh, definitely would have been Michael.
Just Michael. Michael, the king of pop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you like Elvis?
I've never seen Elvis in person.
Okay. But you've seen like
I've
video
never seen
of
Elvis.
His life.
But I do like some of Elvis' music though. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I used to watch his movies.
Yeah. I used to get in trouble by my friends that are black because I liked Elvis.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what the crap?
Oh, no. Elvis is cool.
Yeah. It's like, come
yeah.
on. Get over it. This is creativity. This is, you know, it got nothing
yeah.
to do with race. It has nothing to do with race. And that's what I love about music
no.
because as far as we're concerned, there's no color lines when it comes down to
mm-hmm.
music. We, you know, music is music and it crosses all those boundaries and everyone can be blessed by the music and stuff. It's up to you if you want to
mm-hmm.
Participate in the blessing that music can offer you because it is a beautiful entity. And music is so
mm-hmm.
powerful. It's so powerful that it goes in your ears. It does to your mind whatever it wants to do. Guess what? Without your permission. That's how
yeah.
powerful it is.
Something,
that's why you have to be careful
yeah.
with certain music you listen to that's talking about suicide. People have committed suicide.
Yeah.
You can't. So do
Isn't
you want to
something?
Make sure you're not listening? You want to listen to good, clean, loving, you know, fun
mm-hmm.
and friendly music. Music, because music is one of the most powerful entities in the world. And
yeah.
so you have to,
yeah.
yeah, you have to. So anyway, but that's a great answer. Michael Jackson
mm-hmm.
and the Jackson 5.
The Jacksons, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't separate them. But, you know, some people say, well, Michael's not going to be there. It doesn't matter if Michael's not going to be there. It's the music. It's their music from way back then. And I don't care if it's just the three brothers, the four brothers, I just want to see them, you know, and mm-hmm. just enjoy their music. Mm-hmm.
Right. There you go. All right, sweetheart. Well, this is the last song of the show, and I'm going to dedicate it to you. And this is my friend Sydney Justin from The Miracles singing this song, and I'm going to dedicate it to you. And it is called Here I Go Again. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yes, you are so welcome. And thank you again for everything that you do. We love you and appreciate you for calling in. Stay warm, okay? And enjoy your beautiful view.
I will.
All right.
Yes. Greg and Ashley and everybody overseas.
All right. They're there.
Okay.
They're there. All right.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody. We love you. It's Soul Art Records Radio. Later, Greg. See you guys. Peace out. God bless. For you. Enjoy.